Good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphree, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Treating and Beating Tuesday night call. I appreciate the opportunity to share information with you that I hope you will find helpful in your quest to feel good again. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician and board-certified nutritional specialist, and I've been in practice for 23 years. For the last 17 years, I specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. And I had five medical doctors and a very large support staff who worked for me at that clinic. We specialized in combining traditional medicine, although very judicious use of traditional medicine, and a large amount of complementary medicine. A number of years ago, I sold that practice, and I've been out solo ever since. I do have a clinic here in Birmingham, Alabama, and I do see patients who come to see me from all over throughout North America. But primarily, these days anyway, my practice is phone consults. I get to work with patients all over the world. I'm able to order blood work and have tests set up so the patient can do the testing there in their hometown. And through modern technology of Skype and the telephone, I'm able to work with patients throughout North America, in fact, the world. Tonight I've got a special treat for you because I've got one of my patients here, one of my favorite patients is going to be joining me here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to just be asking her to share her story and tell a little bit about her journey with her fibromyalgia, kind of some of the things that she's learned, possibly looking at things a little differently than she did previously. I think the real challenge for those with fibro is that it's oftentimes a very long and lonely journey. I think for many people, they start out in the traditional medical model and with hopes that their doctor that they're seeing is going to be able to find and fix them. And unfortunately, in traditional medicine, it really is not that simple with fibromyalgia. Traditional medicine is very good at diagnosing a problem, and they're very good at making people comfortable. They're very good at life-saving procedures, and thank goodness we have traditional conventional medicine. But the chronic illnesses is where traditional medicine really has a disconnect with what health is really all about. Unfortunately, in our country, we have really come to the conclusion, the false conclusion, that every symptom needs to be sedated or masked or covered up with a drug, and that there is a drug for every problem. And because of that, we have doctors that are happy to dispense the drugs that are being made by pharmaceutical companies throughout the United States, in fact, the world. The challenge with that model is that if we're only covering up symptoms with medications and not finding the causes, the patient is doomed to stay on prescription drugs the rest of their life. In some cases, that's the only option for some diseases. But in fibromyalgia, there's so many daggum symptoms that if you're not careful, before you know it, you're on 6, 12, or more medications. You're on a drug to wake you up, a drug to put you to sleep. You're on a drug to calm you down. You're on a drug to speed you up. You're on a drug to reduce your pain. I mean, the list goes on and on, and every drug has a potential side effect. So with fibromyalgia, I have learned the hard way over the last 17 years that the only way to really get somebody well is to get them healthy. And I know for first-time callers, that sounds pretty simple. But really, that's what it's all about. It's about finding and fixing causes and not just treating symptoms. And so when I'm answering you some of the questions that you'll have for me this evening, that's what I want you to keep in mind is if you've got a symptom, the question should be why. If you've got poor sleep, why do you have poor sleep? It's not just that you have fibromyalgia. I mean, a lot of times you get the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and then they sweep all your symptoms underneath the fibromyalgia rug, and they tell you everything has to do with the fact that you've got fibro. You're tired because you got fibro. You have pain because you have fibromyalgia. You can't sleep because you have fibromyalgia. You have low moods because you have fibromyalgia. never asking what really is the reason for poor sleep. What is the reason for this fatigue issue? So we're going to get into some of that tonight. But what I want to do here is, let's see, Deborah, if you are on the call, if you can hit star 6 and join me, I would appreciate it.
I'm here, Dr. Murphy.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I so appreciate you taking time to join me and to share a little bit about your story. So just a little bit of background, if you don't mind me sharing.
Go ahead.
A few things. Number one, what I found interesting is that now you're a registered nurse. And I've got a lot of nurses and doctors, by the way, that I work with. And I find it very interesting because people in the medical profession, I mean, they can get really anything they want. They can get any drug they want. They can get any test they want. And yet, oftentimes, even they are frustrated by the system. So let me ask you, with someone with your background, your medical background, what led you to me? I'm just curious.
Well, of course, I found you on the internet, really through Facebook, and I was just curious enough to check you out, and I was very skeptical, quite frankly, and so I did check you out thoroughly. You know, I've been an RN for 43 years, and I'm very scientific, and so I had been through just about everything trying to find help and pretty much just learned to push the pain down and move on and became the great repressor. You know, I carried a lot of pain in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of my main goals and what attracted me to you was that not only would you help me to get into a better nutritional status, but the potential to lose some really bad fat that I had picked up just around my middle. I was still in the range of ideal body weight, and yet I was classified as obese because of the weight around my waist. And to my way of thinking, I didn't want to be the crazy nurse that let herself succumb to poor health without a fight. And you seem like a real warrior and promised teamwork to help get me better. And you've come through.
Well, you've worked hard. So now we've been working together for about 3 months. And
that's right.
Yeah. And so now tell me about, you're talking about the weight loss. One of the things I know you wanted to do, and I think we've been pretty successful, is getting you to reduce the extra weight you're carrying. Not so much, when I'm discussing that with somebody, it's not so much for the way you look, although I realize that's important too. But the thing about the extra weight is that where you store inflammatory chemicals and toxins. So if you're carrying around extra weight, especially belly fat, visceral fat, you're carrying around all this inflammatory chemicals. And if you're carrying around, 20, 30, in some cases, some of my patients, 80, 100 extra pounds, that's like strapping on a backpack, 100 extra pounds and trying to get around every day. I mean, it's exhausting. So tell me about your weight loss. Now, you've lost, a good bit of weight, and you're reaping the benefits.
Exactly. Your original goal for me was to help me with my pain. I think first and foremost, my original goal for me was to lose that weight because, nothing to do with how I looked. I looked okay, quite frankly. It's just my blood pressure was high, my blood sugar was high, my cholesterol and triglycerides were off the chart. My waist measurement was borderline for heart attack and stroke, and I have a family history. And, those kind of things just really worried me. And I've been able, through the weight loss, by the way, to take care of each and every one of those things. And I've also been able to get off of 3 prescription drugs over this 3-month period with your help. Specifically, I was going to say, specifically, I've lost 16 pounds in 8 weeks, you know, and that wasn't exactly a half a pound a day, but it worked out to be a half a pound a day.
Mm.
I've maintained it through Thanksgiving. I have about 5 more pounds to go. Don't have a doubt in the world that I'll lose it, even though I had struggled for over 2 years on every diet that anybody's ever heard of, healthy and not, to lose weight and never lost more than the water weight. So
right.
This really works, and I'm just happy and amazed at the same time. And I do feel better. My pain has improved by more than half. And I think it is probably due to less inflammation. And that was a learning curve for me. I didn't know that that carried inflammation in it and so forth. I've learned that through this program.
Well, let me ask you this. So one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to get you off the Neurontin because I'm not a big fan. Or in your case, if nothing else, get you down to the lowest dose. So when we first started, now you were taking, what, 1,600 milligrams a day? Is that right?
1,600. Sometimes I still take 400 at bedtime, but I'm three-quarters of the way off completely. I've gotten my ibuprofen, which was way excessive. I've gotten that down to a more normal dose. I'm completely off of Cymbalta, and I'm completely off of my reflux medicine.
Now, tell me, your ibuprofen dose per day was outrageous. What were you taking per day?
3,200 milligrams.
Yeah, quite a bit.
800 four times a day, which is the maximum prescription dose is what that is.
Yeah, but as you know, that's just so hard on your stomach and your intestinal tract, and so I'm so
and
glad you've been able to do that.
Particularly, I was beginning to be very aware of, you know, that I didn't want kidney problems for sure or liver issues.
Well, tell me about, now one of the things I know we do is we put you on some over-the-counter thyroid, and part of that was just trying to get your metabolism up, which obviously we've been able to do and you've worked hard. But your energy is so much better. I mean, mentally and physically, your energy is so much better.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The two things that have worked for me, besides just obviously the multivitamin mineral amino acids, has been the SAMe. I couldn't take the 5-HTP that we started out on at first because it just wired me so I couldn't sleep. And, of course, sleep was... We were trying to get to optimal sleep. And so when you changed me to the SAMe, it really, really worked. And I can only take it first thing in the morning. And that's just something specific to my nature that a lot of things that sedate some people or relax them make me wired. So I just kind of have to be aware of that. But that plus the thyroid has really, really done the trick, besides, of course, losing the weight. Just all of it together, you know, better rest, better nutritional status, weight loss, and those two particular supplements have really helped me. Everybody that's remotely close or in my circle or sees me very often has commented that I'm just a different person than I was a year ago, and that's without me mentioning anything at all.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? That's great.
Yeah. Well, and I just jump out of my chair, and not only do I want to make dinner, but I want to make a cake, you know. And like tonight, I cooked a meal for another family besides us. And so I just wasn't able to do that the last 2 years.
Well, I know when we originally talked, you know, what you'd share with me, your energy physically was a 2 out of, you know, 5 being the best, two. Being pretty low mentally and physically, it was at a 2. And I know you share with me that you really basically every day kind of woke up, didn't feel rest, in fact, feel pretty exhausted and achy all over. So, you know, I'm just so pleased that we, by the changes we've made and the hard work that you have put in, that now you're able to wake up every day and, you know, you actually look forward to getting up, whereas before, it was really a feat just to kind of get through the day.
Oh, my goodness. I still am not a morning person. You know, I don't guess we can change that, Dr. Murphy, but at least at least I can get out of the bed and I'm happy too, you know, and I don't just drag around. It is still true that my best energy is this time of day, but, you know, that was the way I was made before all this started. So, but yes, and I don't have to rely on caffeine or something to keep me mentally up or ready to go.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, we got some more work to do, and we got some inflammatory markers we're trying to reduce, and cholesterol, and, you know, we'll be rechecking those. But I'm just so proud of you for sticking to it. I think that, you know, it's just a case in point. Being, you know, number one, I think you got to get to the point where you're ready to try something different. Obviously, you were ready to, you knew you had to do something besides just what you were doing, and the drug therapy was not going to work. And then number two, you've got to be proactive and make a decision to work with somebody, and you did that. But then, and then once you do that, you've got to stick to your guns, and you have got to do what you've done, which is just to work with me and follow the advice of the diet, and it's worked, you know, great, and it will continue to work. And your hard work is paid off. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people, and I think you would agree with this, that they want to be better, but they're not willing to be proactive to take the steps to get better.
Oh, that's very true. And, you know, it's probably true of all of us at different times, but this is a case of just having to put all your eggs in one basket and not look to the left or the right and just be really disciplined and just set your goals and get there, because I can even say now, I didn't know it before, but some of the foods I was eating, and I thought they were healthy. You know, we weren't doing processed foods in our home or anything like that, but some of them were literally making me sick, because over Thanksgiving, of course, I relaxed some, and my pain started coming back. And so from here on out, I want to be very vigilant that I keep my diet where it needs to be, so that not only do I not regain the weight, but I also don't have the pain coming back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you're a youngster still, you're in your 60s, and got a lot of life left.
64.
You know. Yeah, so young. Yeah, I mean, that's young today. If you're healthy, it's young. If you're not healthy, it's old. I mean, that's the way it is. But now that you're healthy, you know, what are you looking forward to in the next year, 2 years, 5 years? I mean, what are you looking forward to doing?
Well, I homeschool our 16-year-old, and I help take care of our 8 grandkids anytime they want me to. And I'm looking forward to maybe catering with a girlfriend and just exercising again and getting back more active.
So a year ago, could you imagine you would be where you're at now a year ago?
No. The last 2 years or so, I've just been so, so depressed, which was so unlike me. And I've had fibromyalgia maybe 20-plus years, but I also, you know, have osteoarthritis, and I had a lot of chronic orthopedic injuries and 2 major surgeries in 15 months, things, and 4 major losses in the family. Just had to give up nursing. A lot of things, trauma after trauma, piling on. And I became depressed because I didn't see any way around it. I just thought, okay, so this is what being 62 is, you know. And I guess I was just shocked because I arrived at that point all overnight, and I didn't see it coming. But it's not true at all. I feel young and vibrant and energetic again, and 64 doesn't seem old at all. And now that I've done this and reduced the weight and gotten my nutritional status back up and the rest, of course, I just feel like the sky's the limit, and I don't feel old at all.
Good, good. Yeah, I don't consider you old, I have the advantage that I've been speaking with you, you know, every week for the last 3 months. So it would be a shocker to me to ever think of you as being a real depressed person. I mean, I just, you know, now, you know, people who are hearing you for the first time, you know, they don't really have the advantage that I do of knowing you like I do. But I couldn't imagine your personality being really low all the time. It just wouldn't be right.
Right. Well, I don't think any of us are meant to be that way, you know. And like you said, I have my health completely back. The only thing that was holding me back were all these issues that we're addressing. I don't have any. I don't have any other health issues.
Yeah.
And I know that could change tomorrow, and I know I'm very fortunate, but, you know, it's just where I am right now.
Well, is there anything you'd like to share with the listeners before you leave us?
Well, I'd just like to encourage anyone that's, you know, on the brink to just jump in with both feet, because it is so worth it. And I do understand how you can feel very defeatist and skeptical, too, because after year of doctors telling me, oh, don't go there, don't bring that up, you know, I was amazed to find somebody that actually wanted to hear about my issues and help me with them. you know, it's a whole new way of thinking. I'm just glad you're out there, Dr. Murphy.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for taking time to come on the call and just kind of sharing your story. I know it's going to be helpful, because it is true. It's when you get real beat down, and it's easy to get beat down with this illness. You lose hope, and when you get to that point, you become even more skeptical. And so I find it's really good that people can hear that there are others who have reverse their fibromyalgia, and they've gotten their life back. So it can be done, and it's not impossible. It definitely can be done. So, Deborah, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you and getting some more good news next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tonight, if you've got a question that I can help you with, hopefully I can help you with, all you'll need to do is here and